He'd studied languages. And suddenly, with him in front of you, this didn't seem like the soft option. Sergeant Colon saluted, always a useful thing to do in an emergency such as this, and shouted, "Corporal Nobbs, why aren't you in the metal sinking fish thing?
Sarge, let's see you get up them steps, lad. Hup, hup, hup."
Nobby scrambled up the ladder and disappeared. Colon saluted again. You could usually tell his nervousness by the smartness of his salute. You could have cut bread with this one.
"Ready to go, sir,"
he shouted.
"Well done, Sergeant," said Vetinari. "You're displaying exactly those special qualities I'm looking for."
"Here, Sarge,"
came a metallic voice from the belly of the fish.
"There's all chains and cogwheels in here. What's this do?"
The big auger in front of the thing started to squeak around. Leonard appeared from behind the fish.
"I think we should all get in," he said. "I've lit the candle that'll burn down and sever the string that'll release the weight that'll pull the blocks out."
What's this thing called?"
said Colon as he followed the patrician up the ladder.
"Well, because it is submersed in a marine environment, I've always called it the going under the water safely device,"
said Leonard behind him.
"But usually I just think of it as the boat."
Thinking up good names was, oddly enough, one area where Leonard of Quirm's genius tended to give up. He reached behind him and shut the lid. After a moment, any listener in the boathouse would have heard a complicated clonk as bolts slid into place. The candle burned down and severed the string that released the weight that pulled the blocks out, and slowly at first the boat slid down the rails and into the dark water, which after a second or two closed over it with a gloop.